Coming up on Rambling About Notable Topics, we discuss how to make the World Cup even more exciting, what the government does to actually pass a bill, the correct way to eat lobster, and a few ghosts drop by to chat with us all on this episode of Rant. Welcome to this episode of Rambling About Notable Topics. I'm your host, Kyle Cicilloni, and today I'm joined by...
Chuck.
A little louder for everyone to hear.
Chuck.
Once more with feeling.
Chuck.
All right.
All right, sick.
John.
Once more with feeling.
John.
There we go. And first-timer...
And Mike.
Mike. See, now that was the going. He's like, and Mike.
Good for him.
Yeah, he's like a radio DJ almost.
Yeah, he's like real.
Yeah. Mike, welcome. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me today.
Yeah, welcome.
Some people think he's real.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, we'll figure that out. Yeah, he's actually not real. He's just a ghost.
He's an engine.
He's an entity that just haunts my basement.
An apparition. I come in and out once in a while.
Sounds like my Friday night.
Oh, I don't get it.
Boom, boom, ch.
It was a sex joke.
Oh, okay. I don't get it.
Anyway, welcome, everyone. John, welcome back. I haven't seen you a couple episodes. Same with you, Chuck.
Hey, man.
I thought I got banned.
Why would you get banned?
I don't know.
I thought he was banned, too.
Well, if you don't move a little close to that microphone, I might ban you.
Okay.
There you go.
I thought he was banned as in, like, he had a group with them, and he was, like, playing music and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Like, the band?
Like, the band.
The band, the band, the band?
The band, the band.
Right.
Anyway, you're gonna say something?
What are you calling me?
Yeah, welcome. Okay, and now that we've got the well, I think I said welcome enough times now. I met my quota. So today, we're going to start with a little thing. We're going to explain something. Like, we did this a while ago. We haven't done this one in a bit. So what we're going to do with this one, we are going to explain. I want you all to tell me how you pass a bill in the government. Like, how government functions, like, how that works.
Hey, ain't nobody got time for that, right, guys?
He's got a point. No one does have time for any of that.
Yeah, really. No.
Okay. So, John, I want you to start us off here. I want you to, from start to finish, like, where it starts, and, like, if it starts in the Senate, in the whatever, however you got to do it.
Right.
Okay.
He's got it all figured
out.
Yeah,
go for it.
Okay, so first off, there's a person in one of the houses.
In like the house?
Like Lannister. Or Greyjoy.
Okay.
And they will decide who or what they're going to vote upon. They'll draft a bill that no one's going to read because it's way too long. And they'll just kind of like sum it up like, hey, man, like... They'll see each other, like, as they're about to, like, go to, like, Wendy's or something for their lunch break. And they'll say, hey, man, like, I think you should vote for this. It's about, you know, stem cells and cows and how we could produce more burgers. And this guy's going to Wendy's already, so.
Okay, Mike, pick it up. What else?
I think they all just talk to each other and they're just having a good old time. Maybe hit some balls, go golfing. Like, hey, you know what? I got this little piece of paper on my desk. They say, hey, let's sign this. Let's put it in the Congress.
Yeah.
That might be the most accurate depiction of government I think I've ever heard.
And then
we get a couple guys.
It's pretty goddamn honest. Yeah.
We talk about things.
It takes them a couple hours to take care of it. And then, like, okay.
And they have to do it over some sort of recreation.
Yes. We have some lunch here and stuff.
Yeah. You know, just some lobster. Nothing fancy.
Yeah. Yeah.
A couple lobsters here and there.
Lobster's not fancy.
Oh, they have that at McDonald's now.
They have lobster at McDonald's?
Oh, lobster.
Oh, man. Is it McLobster? All over that shit.
I mean, I don't want to spread rumors and get sued or anything, but maybe.
Oh, God.
Awesome.
Hashtag me.
I'm in a good mood right now because of that.
So, you know, you might want to tell us more about that.
Yeah. About
Chuck,
lobster at
McDonald's?
Why
don't you talk about your experience with lobster?
At McDonald's.
Let me tell Chuck. Tell me the first time you laid mouth on lobster.
Okay. The first time that I inserted lobster in my mouth was Okay. So I was at the restaurant and this miniature troll comes up to me and he's like, "Hey, want to try something new?" And I'm just like, "Yeah, all right. Of course, because I'm an open-minded person."
No, of course. Yeah, yes, yes.
I mean, we're all open-minded, right?
We're very yes. open.
You of most.
Yes.
So he offers me watermelon. I'm like, "I already had watermelon, dude. I've already had watermelon in my life." And then he kind of tries to get me into other stuff. And he shows me this huge, like, bug-looking thing. And it's, he says it's lobster. He says throw a ton of bug on it. I was like, "Okay."
That's good. Did you, like, were you into it? Like, were you into it?
Can I ask? Did you go full mouth on it? Or
At first... I wasn't as into it as it was into me, because it went right in.
How did you mouth it?
So wait, the lobster was alive when you ate it the first time? You know you're supposed to cook them, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're supposed to cook them.
Yeah, you gotta, as these gentlemen are pointing out, you're supposed to cook them.
I thought you were supposed to just split them in half alive and just like eat them the way they were.
Oh, no, yeah. that's fish.
No, that's animal cruelty.
No, they're crustaceans.
I thought.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they are crustaceans.
Sushi. I thought it was like sushi. You could eat it like straight up.
Oh no, you do the sushi with the fish.
Yeah, like that. What? What just happened?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Sushi with fish.
I do that. The sushi with the fish and the weird.
You have a racist ghost in your house.
Yeah. I forgot to point out to the viewers that Mike the ghost is also he's a racist. And from time to time, we'll hear him belt out a couple really stereotypical accents or dialects. But
I'm suddenly very uncomfortable right now.
Hey, what you talking about, Kyle?
Oh, no.
That's German, right?
Yeah.
That's the German one?
We're over it. No. We're over the German thing, man.
It was Russian, right?
I don't know.
Yeah. The Germans won, man.
So wait, what's the best way to kill a lobster?
That's a good way. If you're going to eat it or just in general? Because if you're just going to kick, I just stomp it.
I'm pretty
Just
step on it.
I'm pretty sure Mike knows all about that.
Oh, you want to know how to eat a lobster? You want to know how to kill a lobster?
How do you kill
it? The best way.
The best way to kill a lobster?
So wait, the best way, like the most efficient way or, you know, the most humane way where he's not going to feel
humane.
Like lethal injection?
Humane.
But
you have a lethal injection.
You have a budget.
They're going to taste awful.
Okay, what's my budget?
What they do is they do the saw. They hang it upside down. And one person on one side has the handle of one saw of the saw, and then the other guy on the other side has the other handle of the saw.
Oh, it's like a tree saw.
They just saw like right down the middle.
Lumberjack saw.
Yeah.
Wait, so you need two people with a giant saw? Is it a big saw? Like
yeah,
the full?
It's at least 10 feet long.
So how many blades does it take to go across to cut a lobster?
Like I know.
Like a tootsie
probably
roll.
Like two, right?
That's what I'm saying. I know.
Yeah.
It has to be something.
I mean, it probably cuts it clean off though.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, it cuts right.
He wouldn't know. He just ate it.
That's true. Yeah, I mean
exactly. I'm.
You just went full.
See, I didn't
lobster.
I didn't kill it. First of all, I just went. I went full lobster on that shit.
You went full lobster.
Oh Lord, Mike probably has another way of killing it. I don't know. He's been thinking about it.
He's making a stabbing motion in midair right
yeah,
now.
I am.
Why is he doing that? He's been doing that for a while.
I'm pretty sure he's been doing that since he came in. Yeah. But he's not holding anything.
I'm not sure if he's.
You know, if he's jerking off some sort of dick that's in the air.
I thought he was actually singing like a Poison song or something.
Oh, like he's fist pumping?
Or like I want rock and roll or something.
Like that's fist pump?
Don't put anything in his
kill
hands.
Kill a lobster, yeah.
that's a song I'd listen to.
And that's how a lobster dies. He just
I just sing. Like I just sing and I just kill it.
That poor goddamn lobster.
How many songs are there about lobsters? I mean, other than Rock Lobster?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's the only song about lobsters.
That's a good lobster song, though.
I mean, if there's going to be a lobster song, I'm glad that that's a lobster song.
What about
that Beatles
song about being under the sea? Does that
that's
a lobster?
Octopus.
He talks about all sorts of animals.
Does he, though?
I guess we're going to have to make a lobster song now, since that's the only one that we've heard of.
That's Octopus's Garden.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, but it has friends, obviously. It's...
Well, like Finding Nemo. Nemo found a sea turtle.
Oh,
or
he
an
sure
ocean
did.
Turtle.
Yeah.
He's got tons of friends.
Yeah.
So about the World Cup.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, here. Actually, that was a good transition, John, because we are going to the next topic we're going to talk about.
Yeah, no problem.
This is the World Cup. So here's my question to you all. I know we've all been watching it, and, you know, most Americans watch soccer only when the World Cup's on. Like, it's like a big deal now. You know what I mean?
Like, that's the only time I actually watch. No, I do enjoy it from time to time.
Right. So what can we do to soccer to make it more appealing?
Oh, yeah.
Social
like,
memes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Names. Like, what can you do in the game? Like,
I mean, I wasn't talking about that.
Like, I'm not talking... I mean, like, you could, like, offer, like, free hot dogs at the stadium.
Facebook ads?
Facebook ads.
Yeah. That works.
That seems to be the way of the world these days.
Every time you score a goal, fireworks goes off and you have a band come out.
That sounds like a huge waste of time.
That sounds like an awesome... Yeah. That sounds odd because they only score like one or two goals.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless you're Germany and you score four goals on Portugal.
Now wait, what... Like, is it like...
Throw an extra ball in there? I don't know.
Like, is it... I want to go back to the band thing. Let's go back to this band thing. I like this idea. So, is it like a well-known band, or is it a band that represents that country?
It's a band that represents that country.
So that country. Okay, so like when, you know, Italy goes, they have like...
Some Italian guy coming out there singing.
Singing.
Oh, yeah, an Italian guy, though. It has to be Italian, because he's racist.
Yeah. And then, when Nigerians come out, they come out with the little bongos and the... Right.
Yes.
I don't even know if that was Nigerian, but whatever. Sorry, two peoples.
Oh, man.
Okay, yikes. So I'm on board for this band thing because I feel like if Australia was playing and we had like AC/DC in the back set up ready to go, and then Australia like never scores a goal and they just sit in the back like the whole game waiting to play and they never come out because
the other teams, when they score or they win, they have to do na 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 hey hey goodbye to the other band.
Every time? After every game?
After every game.
Oh, God, that would be awful. After a while.
That would give the team motivation.
I think that
so
would be awful not
play.
After a while, but initially just from the first second that happens.
The first syllable.
Yeah, the first syllable.
People would start shooting each other.
That's like a millisecond even. Yeah, yeah. Everybody's just, that's it.
Because everyone knows everyone brings guns. So
very riotous.
Now, yeah, I mean.
Especially in Brazil.
Yeah, can we bring weapons?
Especially in Brazil, from the racists, of course, again.
Yes, yes. Can we bring, do you think bringing weapons would make the World Cup a little more.
What, like a Western type thing? You go, woohoo!
Weapons.
Well, I mean, I'm like the players can like use, you know, weapons. Like, have like a, like one dude's got like nunchucks when he's running around. Mm-hmm. He, like, you know what I mean? Or like a sword.
And the goal
like, so they have to like,
sword.
So instead of, you know, just running and kicking a ball, which is, you know, essentially what soccer is.
So he's pretty much...
They have weapons, and they got to fight each other while they're kicking the ball around.
What about the band, then, with all that?
Well, I mean, they still come out if the goal's scored.
Okay.
It's only when the goal's scored the band comes out.
I see.
Right. So what do you think, like, weapons would be, like, do you think, like...
I like weapons.
It can't be any weapons that you can shoot, like, projectiles with, because that would be a little unfair, I think. Or the goalie has, like a crossbow,
mm-hmm.
or, like, ninja stars...
Oh, I like
that they can
stars.
Throw out, like, you know, willy-nilly.
Willy-nilly.
So, wait. Yeah. With
willy-nilly
that,
nilly
then,
ninja
will
stars.
Asian,
willy-nilly
will
ninja stars.
Will the Asian players be better at that then?
Oh, my God.
And you wonder why he's a ghost.
Yeah,
he clearly,
I know.
This is how he clearly became. This is how he became a ghost.
Yeah, yeah. He's
rattling off one too many of these things.
Curiosity killed the cat, right?
The cat I was ghost. Curious. I was curious about what happens.
What'd you say, Mike?
I was curious about what happens when you're curious and I end up becoming a ghost.
Oh, man.
I think they should make it like foosball, where there's like...
Foosball?
Yeah, there's like robots in the middle, and they'll, like, if you kick the ball towards them, they'll really kick it hard. They'll hit it off the stands, and it'll fly back.
So, or we just physically make it like foosball. Like, we put big beams across the middle, and each player is, like, tied to the beam.
Like
right, and then the fans are the ones that turn it.
Yeah,
and the fans, but you need like 60 people on each side to like roll these things.
That's a team sport.
Yeah.
That's a team sport.
That's
a country
a real
sport.
Team sport.
And first, it gets the fans more involved. You know what I mean? It's more country oriented because you're not picking like seven people to represent the entire country. You're picking a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know? And you know, you get like those
democratic.
You get those big burly guys. You know, from. You know, like
Sweden.
Oh, the burly guys.
From where are the big burly guys from?
let him answer.
Yeah,
Sweden.
Okay, the Swedish. Yeah, of course,
Swedish
the giant
burly
Swedish
guys.
Everyone knows them. Clearly,
unbelievable.
I need to get. I need to call the Ghostbusters.
You should call Tapped. They'll come save me.
What is Tapped?
Tapped the people who go ghost hunting.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. They were popular a couple years ago, and now they're just like, goodbye.
They tapped that ghost's ass.
They tapped out?
They tapped out.
They tapped out.
Tapped out.
Oh, I get it, because they... Yeah.
You're gonna get angry emails from these ghost people.
I'm going to get ghost emails that are going to go directly to my spam folder. My ghost spam folder.
It's like, you got ghost, guess what? Goodbye.
Why don't you ghost away?
Yeah. They should make a movie about that, Hollywood movie about a ghost sending emails.
Yeah.
So it'd be like, you got mail, but Tom Hanks is so it's really like ghost. It's like ghost meets You've Got Mail.
It would be like a really heartwarming story of a ghost meets and, Tom Hanks.
Yeah. And Julia Roberts has to be in it. Yeah. Julia Roberts.
She's just like his ex-girlfriend, though. Because he moved on from You've Got Mail.
Right, right.
Like, they got married and all that. They had their whatever. They had their fling. But he gets sick of it, and he's looking for something new in life. He meets a ghost.
Yeah.
They kind of, like, meet up.
They hit it off.
They hit it off, kind of.
They try to meet up, but they can't find each other.
The first kiss is amazing. You can't see it happen, but it's amazing.
Yeah. Theoretical sparks fly.
Indeed.
They make a ghost baby.
Yeah.
A ghost baby?
And she delivers it right then and there. Like, she's instantly pregnant.
It just happens right there.
It happens, yeah.
No 9 months. Just like that. Yeah. Snap.
Food. No 9 months.
So, all right. So, now... You've Got Mail is an interesting movie to think about because, you know, that was like AOL. So, like, what do you think You've Got Mail would be like now? Like, if it were to come out, like, today?
Oh,
you've so got a selfie?
Like, he'd be, like, checking his... You've got a selfie.
That's the answer.
Actually, today he would still be using AOL.
That's yeah, true. That's
it would true. Be so inaccessible to everybody. Yeah. Everybody would be like...
So he would never get mail, and there'd never be a movie plot, and he would end up hanging himself at the end of the movie. That's
and that's why he became a ghost. That's why he became a ghost, because he committed suicide. Ghost, yeah.
And he comes back to haunt all the people that he couldn't find on emails.
That's and then he so falls romantic. In love with the other ghost. That's a really good plot. We got,
that is.
We have it recorded.
Let's pitch.
No one take the idea.
Yeah, I wish we had like a...
Well, no one will take the idea, because we'll just delete this out of the whole thing, and we'll just keep it for ourselves.
Wish we had, like, a movie producer here that, you know, like, knew a big Hollywood director or something, you know, like...
I thought you were hinting to somebody. I was looking around the table.
I'm like, who?
Yeah.
Who's
the
this?
One that's here that can do this?
When, ooh. Yeah, I mean, we had... John, aren't you, like, really close friends with Marty Goldstein? Or, I mean, what was his name? It was Saul. Saul Goldstein. He was,
Saul.
Yeah, he's, what's his name? He's the agent,
Robert De Niro?
No,
Close,
we had him on the episode.
Glenn Close?
Close, but no cigar. Glenn Close, but no cigar.
That's a good knee snapper.
Wow.
Slapper. Wow.
This is awful. I can't.
But yeah, I am.
Scorsese. There we go. Scorsese's agent.
Scorsese?
Scorsese's agent.
Scorsese?
Yeah, that's how you actually say his name.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because you know Marty. Oh, yeah, you know Saul really well. Who knows Marty?
Yeah. You could say I really know him well.
Yeah.
Marty
McFly. Able to get this thing...
We can say that.
What are we going to call it? You have mail from a ghost?
You still have mail. You have spam mail.
I know
mail.
What your mail said.
Or how about this? No one probably thought of this. You got mail, too.
Mm.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay.
I don't think the two ever works really well. Sorry, man. Really.
But see, you don't use the number two. You use the what are those things? The lines?
Oh, like Roman numerals?
Yeah.
Which would be two I's, I guess.
Yeah.
How about you got mail as an M-A-L-E?
Whoa.
It's like a... Yeah.
And so then, it's like a mail order husband.
You know what we'll do? Yeah. You got mail too, but T-O.
So it's two ghosts banging her.
So it's
two ghosts. So this became a threesome.
Two, but T-O somehow.
Ghost two.
I don't understand what's going on right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I could definitely pitch this to Marty.
He'll be all about
okay,
it.
Okay, yeah, you tell Saul about it and we'll get back to him. Yeah, I think, I mean...
That's a Saul.
Wait, how did we start talking about ghost emails from the World Cup?
You all right, Mike? Mike's trying to channel other ghosts in right now. It's not going to work.
Random stuff's falling over now.
One ghost is good enough.
Yeah,
for the basement.
Yeah, don't bring Beelzebub into this.
Beelzebub, you know about
don't
him?
Bring Beelzebub.
I know Beelzebub. We go way back.
You guys like hang out every so often.
We go to a ghost strip place every time and then.
But honestly, how do you make a sport popular?
Yeah, I know. I mean,
sell a lot of booze.
Yeah. I mean, sex sells, obviously. So, I mean, if they had, I don't know, like women.
So it's like a massive gangbang?
But could
well, I mean, women do.
Could it ever overtake American football?
So, Mike, tell us about, you have a ghost girlfriend or what?
Actually, my ghost girlfriend ended up being ectoplasmed after the Ghostbusters got her.
Sorry to hear that.
So right now I'm just, really, you know, floating around, going through people's closets and seeing what I can find.
Is that where ghosts hide in people's closets? Or
we
like,
hide in the
are
closets.
Are you hiding in closets watching other women? Like other,
he's seeing what he can find.
Speaking for myself, you just hide in closets.
So wait, like just random people's closets or like?
Yeah, just random people. Okay. And then, you know, well, the one day.
Not a good closet here.
The one day I found, what is it? IGDY's closet. I went up there. She was so fancy.
Is that it? Or
she was talking about
the floor.
She was talking about work and fanciness. And then I went to Pig Out at Al Rib's house. That's open 24 hours a day.
Al Rib?
Al Rib.
I know Al Rib.
You know Al Rib?
You know him personally, don't you?
He's a good guy. He makes some of the damn near finest barbecue slathered ribs you'll find on this eastern coast.
Well, see, the thing is, because I'm a ghost, I can have as much as I want because I never have to digest.
Do you have taste buds? Do ghosts have taste buds? Do you have taste buds?
Well, see, I'm a special ghost.
Okay.
No. I had them altered into my face of the ghostness.
Altered into your face?
Yes.
So do you have to, like...
Like plastic surgery, but
spray ectoplasm like on food, like a fly kind of, like before you eat it in order to actually consume
it. Yes, so I have to. Oh my!
It's like
actually,
melt it down into like ghost goo.
My
and then taste it.
My ex girlfriend is actually part of the steak that I had the other night. So.
Wow!
Actually, what does ghost goo look like? And what part of your body?
It looks like pudding jello.
Okay. Sounds delicious.
Okay. Yeah.
Wait. Is it pudding that's Jell-O brand?
Also, does Cosby advertise for that when he dies?
Cosby does.
Nice.
He always does.
But I'm saying when he dies. Though.
Well, no, he still does it for us.
Oh, he's still alive? Does he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Even though he's alive.
He was part of Ghost Dad. You don't remember that.
Oh yeah.
So he's really he's down with the ghosts.
Okay, yeah, he's down with them. Yeah. Okay. All right.
He's
in
down
that
with
crowd.
Us.
Yeah. He's alive,
us.
But he's about as close as
he
gets to being a ghost.
He can see dead people.
He's not too far off.
Yeah. I mean, he was Ghost Dad, so I mean, like,
yeah, that's true.
Or whatever. So why do ghosts do like little things? Like why do they like throw bagels, you know? Why don't they just like slap you up on your head?
Cuz normal humans could do that. Who throws a bagel?
Yeah, who throws a bagel?
A ghost does, that's who.
Yeah, John. Who throws a bagel, man?
It's like, seriously, who throws a shoe? A ghost.
How do you pick things up? I noticed when you came in, you were carrying a bag, but...
Again,
is it like something you
to
have
the...
to check into, like, the recently deceased, like, government? They're like...
Yeah, it's...
Like, TSA, that, like, it's like, all right, this is a bag I need to, like, have, and can you make it ghost... Make it a ghost bag so I can carry it, or can you?
Probably
just,
good friends with the priest or something,
or can you just carry anything?
Well, I have to go to the DSP, the dead specialist people.
Okay,
and I go to them.
The dead or the dad?
The dead.
Oh, the dad specialist people.
No, you're thinking
the dead.
The DDSP.
Oh, okay. My bad.
I go to the dead specialist people, and they give me some good stuff that makes me kind of human again.
Wait, you're deaf too?
No,
deaf specialist?
Huh?
No, that's just people who help deaf people.
Oh, I get it. You said, are you a deaf specialist? And he said, huh?
Huh?
Get it.
So wait, you said you become part human?
With this stuff that they put on me, I feel like I'm human, where I can carry stuff.
So it's completely psychological.
It's all psychological.
You just feel human.
I feel human. It looks like I'm human, but really I'm not.
The mind is a really powerful thing, though.
It is.
So that's pretty much the afterlife. It's just you die, and then
10% of
the shitty ghost government just makes you feel like you're still alive, even though you're not.
They do. They want
to make
you feel good.
That sounds like hell. Are you in hell?
How bad is the ghost government? Like, what? I mean, like, I know we all have our government problems in America and everything, but like
America.
What's the government problems with the ghosts?
We don't have problems because we're all friendly, like Casper the friendly ghost, you know?
It sounds like you have problems,
Casper,
though.
Like, is Casper your king or what? Yeah, I know. You still have a government, so clearly there's some sort of, like...
Well, we can't have form of ghosts like, flying everywhere and just, like, raping...
Ghosts. We all know about the rape ghosts. Yeah, I mean, do you have, like a rape ghost jail?
We do.
You can find them in?
It's called ectoplasms. So.
Ectoplasms. So, okay. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, now, are rape ghosts ghosts that... When they became ghosts, or something when they became ghosts made them rape people?
No,
are they people who were they rapists before they died and that just carried over to the afterlife?
No,
they just still rape people.
They were just trying to feel love again, and they couldn't. So they just start going in and out and flying around and just fly through people.
So they're just really lonely ghosts.
Yes, they're lonely ghosts. Yeah,
they're loner ghosts.
They can't
That's what they call them, right? Loner ghosts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They can't
DSP couldn't give them special treatment, so they had to
They
go
can't
find
like,
themselves.
Pleasure themselves.
They don't have prostitute ghosts out there?
No, actually, yeah, what are those like?
There's prostitute ghosts. Well, they're green, though.
They're what?
They're green.
Are they?
Is that how you know who's a prostitute ghost?
Yeah.
Just by color?
Okay. By color.
No, wait. Are you just saying they're green because we're talking about ghosts now and everything and the ecto and everything? Is that what's going on here?
What?
Are you just saying green for the sake of saying that they're green?
No, I have a green prostitute outside right now.
Really?
Yes, I do.
Can you bring her in here?
She's kind of shy right now.
No, we got.
Well, she can't actually enter the field of this building.
I was only allowed because like, she has I'm to a have first-time a comer.
She doesn't have the passage.
I would really like to meet her.
That's a vampire, dude.
Can she do anything for humans?
Is it?
She could try.
She could try.
Yeah, but Mike, I mean, he had to go to the PSA to PSP,
right?
DSP to get his bag.
So like, I would have to give up my soul or something.
No, you just gotta give him a mushroom.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Give her a mushroom and you're good to go.
A mushroom. I'm
set. Let's go. Like, I have mushrooms somewhere, maybe. I don't know. We could go out into the field and pick some.
I think we've established though that you can't have a ghost girlfriend, Chuck. I mean, I'm sorry.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We said earlier that the whole Tom Hanks thing.
Oh, right. Oh man.
I'm really sorry.
I've been thinking about it since then. I thought it would probably be a really cool thing. Like, I'd be able to bring her to, like, my family. They meet. I guess they can't really meet her.
Yeah, that sucks.
You should get a pet.
Yeah, you can get a pet. A live pet.
I could do that.
A non-ghost pet.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't want that.
You know, like a turtle.
What about a ghost pet? Like a ghost turtle?
Do you have a ghost pet?
I do. I have a ghost tiger.
You have a ghost tiger?
Oh, nice.
What's your ghost tiger's name?
Steven.
Steven? Sounds like a really nice guy. Nice,
is he a spirit?
he's a good spirit. He's a light spirit.
Is he like reborn into a tiger ghost?
Yes.
What happens when he attacks another ghost though? I'm sure that he kills a ghost.
No, we're all pleasant people.
Yeah.
Some might be lonely, but we're still pleasant.
I feel like it's probably
lonely,
really crowded.
Okay, rapists.
Do you inhabit this world? Or is there like an afterlife, like a heaven and hell?
Well, you have to spend.
I don't know if you're allowed to say that because I don't want to get you in trouble with the DSP.
No, he knows what he's talking about.
No,
he's
I know what I'm talking about. I'm part of the DSP. That's why they teach me so special.
Oh, right.
Well, I didn't know we were talking to DSP right now.
Yeah,
I kind of keep it on the down low.
I would have patted you down when you came in.
I wanted to keep it on the down low, but you know.
I didn't know we were talking about DSP.
So they're here now, just watching over us.
No, I shoot him away. I don't want them watching.
I guess
you guys.
There's no
How
ghost.
How is it that
weed?
We see you right now? What I'm wondering.
I told you, I got that special stuff on me.
You worked DSP. Stopped there first. Got the bags checked. Right. Got the lady. Didn't get the lady checked apparently because that's what you saw on the car.
But
what I'm saying is, like, you could also see all the other ghosts that are around us right now.
How
many ghosts are in my house? Like in this room?
In your house? None.
But no, I mean,
but
like that you can see visibly
can see right
now.
In the house, none. But there's about 6 outside the door and about 2 outside the window.
6 outside the door.
This is creepy. Are they like trying to come in to like kill me or what?
No, they're just watching. They're big fans. They're taking
6
pictures.
6 outside the door, including like the prostitute, right?
Yeah, and the prostitute. So 7 outside the door. Outside the door. Sorry.
You don't count her.
I don't include her.
You have the prostitute around. You're not even including her.
I can cut this part.
There'd be a lot less rape ghosts. If you liked the prostitutes.
Yes. This is very true.
I want a rape ghost as a pet.
All they do is just fly through you.
Uh-huh. That's it? Do they get pleasure out of it?
They do, because they feel...
So they can be inside me?
They could be inside you.
And you won't have any idea. So why are people afraid of rape ghosts if you don't even feel anything?
They're not afraid of them.
I'm afraid.
They don't know them.
I'm definitely afraid of being raped by a ghost.
Yeah, I don't know where you're getting
this. Even though you just said you don't feel anything, I'm still afraid that...
Are you harboring
rape ghosts? Is there one inside of Kyle right now?
ESP.
Yes.
Yeah, but you said there's no one else in here right now. They're all inside.
I couldn't see him because he's inside of you.
You said, didn't you?
Am I being raped by ghosts right now?
Yes.
Oh my god.
It's coming out of your ear right now.
Oh, nice. He's actually coming out. He's actually coming.
Oh god.
Out of it. Wow.
This is weird.
Yeah, there's
you
tiny.
Can't feel it.
There's always little bugs.
What's
they're
the
probably
big deal?
Little
I mean,
bugs.
I just gotta chill down my spine.
There's little bugs all over us all the time. They're probably having sex with each other all the time. So
that's tight.
So like
bug sex.
Yeah. Everyone knows about those arm sex bugs.
Well, they have to reproduce.
I thought they reproduce themselves.
Yeah. Well,
aren't they asexual?
Some of them. Some of them want to get dirty.
Yeah, they want to get down.
Some of them want to get down.
Get down tonight.
Oh, I get it.
All right, well.
Because it's nighttime and we're talking about getting down.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I feel comfortable with DSP here.
Yeah, well, we're about to kick him out.
Yeah. So anyway,
yeah, but
Father's Day is coming up, right, guys?
Is it?
Right.
Father's Day passed already.
Oh, who is this that just came in the room?
I'm Timmy.
Timmy, can you speak? What are you doing, Timmy? Can you speak up a little bit?
Sorry, I'm new to this thing, and I'm just trying to talk with you guys on this station.
It's another ESP here.
Are you? I can't see you, Timmy. Are you in this room right now? Or are you coming through the wires? Like, are you?
I'm actually sitting right next to you.
Oh my god,
Kyle, control your ghost,
dude.
Are you the ghost that just raped me?
No, that was Joan.
Joan?
Joan.
So you're Joan? Watching the whole time and you didn't even do anything about it.
I can't. I'm new to this.
Oh, okay. Well, what are you doing here?
You know what,
Steven?
You know what happened?
My name is Timmy.
Timmy.
My name is Timmy.
You know what happened? You left the Ouija board out again, man. Come on.
Oh, man.
You gotta get on that. You always do it.
I know. You know what? We do it so late at night that
you get skulls and crossbones like on my chair.
I know. There's stigmatas. Like there's like.
Come on. Clean up your pentagrams.
What's the star and the circle thing? I don't understand what that is. I mean, you've always had that, but
clearly it keeps the evil spirits out. But it's doing an awful job. Clearly, because Timmy's sitting right in the middle of it.
Timmy sounds pretty young. Timmy sounds like he's under 18.
Yeah, I'm only 13.
And are you a ghost? Oh, clearly you're a ghost.
I guess. If you can't see me, I guess I am.
So wait, you don't even know if you're a ghost?
Well,
so where are you right now?
Like,
he probably just got killed.
I'm sitting next to Kyle.
Whoa!
In the chair.
Right there! I don't see it, though. I don't see it. Why am I not able to see it? What does he look like?
Give us a signal that you're actually here.
Because
I don't believe it. See,
holy shit. Chuck. Your beer is floating in midair right now.
Oh, yeah.
Timmy, are you doing that?
Why is that doing that?
I think I am.
That's been doing that the whole time. I was just...
Timmy,
was just
put the beer down. You're not 21.
Yeah, you're not 21 yet. Put that down.
Oh,
I don't care how ghost you are.
Okay.
I don't care how dead you are. Put that beer down.
Okay.
I don't care how ghost you are.
Oh, well... I mean, Timmy, do you just want to be, are you a fan of the show? Do you want to just be part
of
this?
I'm a long-time fan.
You're a long-time fan.
Long-time.
I like, okay, all right. Well, where are you from? Like,
long time as in like 2 years.
Long time. I mean, this is about as long as the show's been on.
Well, I mean, being new to this, I'm kind of, I don't know, been a couple of years for me. But, I mean, I like listening and talking here. It's a good, fun time. Yeah.
Well, we're really glad to have you here.
Thank you. I was wondering about Mike that was here, but he left.
He seems to have just vanished, actually. It's weird. Like
he did.
Timmy, if you want to, you know, stop creeping around, you know, my shins and go sit next.
Okay, I'll go sit where Mike was sitting.
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay.
I have a question for Timmy.
I mean, Mike might come back. So, I mean, if he does just appear and you're inside of him when he appears, it's going to be weird. So,
try not to talk.
I have a question for Timmy.
Okay.
Just answer the question.
Go ahead.
How'd you die?
I'm dead?
Oh,
No. Yeah, you're dead on with being a fan.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I like
that. You're dead on fan.
I'm a good fan.
Yeah, you're.
That was really close.
I know, that was really close. I mean, it's.
I gotta go home so I can have my dinner and then dessert and then I gotta go to bed.
Okay. So how did you become a ghost?
No, he doesn't know.
What?
A ghost fan.
A fan
of ghosts. Do you like ghosts?
I read books and I'm very into supernatural because for some reason. These weird things started happening to me, and I don't know. So I started researching, and it's very fun.
Oh, good. Good for you. But,
That's wonderful.
I'm actually really still curious, like, how you became,
Do you have a mom?
Yeah, John, do you have a question for Timmy?
Yeah, ask him a question. We want to know more about, The state that he got himself into.
What?
Yeah, well, how you got here.
Yeah, how you got here.
How he got here.
Exactly. Oh, yes. I walked from school.
Where do you go to school?
I don't know.
Any unusual, like, vans?
Yeah, do you find yourself, like, getting hit by cars, but then just passing right through you?
Or when you go
to eat something, it just falls?
Yeah.
I haven't been very hungry, but
you digest food like really fast or anything like that. Like,
well, I mean,
that become
when I went
or that
to
people
school,
don't see you.
What?
Have you ever just feel like you're ignored?
I always feel that way. Why? Oh.
How long have you been feeling like that? That you've been ignored for? Like how many years you think? Or not years? I mean, like just like
I don't know. Probably the past couple hours.
Oh, just the
couple. Oh, okay.
Well, you haven't been ignored.
So you have friends.
I had one. His name was Toby. He was my dog.
Okay.
He was a good dog. I used to walk him to the park and play games with him, and he ran away on me.
Oh, did he? Did you run after him?
I did, and then I went to school.
Did he run out into the middle of traffic?
No. I went to school after, then on my way home, a van stopped and said he has free candy. And I'm like, oh, candy. I like candy.
All right.
And I got candy. Wait, hold on. I got to tell you my story. I got candy.
It's all coming together now.
And then I started walking home looking for Toby. And then all of a sudden, there was a big boom. And I just kept walking, and now I'm here.
Okay.
Well, we're glad to have you.
Yeah, we're really glad you're here.
I'm very glad to be here. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
All right, Chuck. We got to figure out how to tell this guy that he's a ghost. I mean, he has no idea that he's a ghost. And he's probably going to freak shit when he figures it out. So we got to do something.
Why are you guys whispering?
It's a show thing.
He hears everything that we're saying right now.
No, it's yeah.
Okay, I got you guys. You do what you got to do.
Okay, just close your ghost ears. I mean, your ears for a minute.
Okay.
Just your ears. Your human ears. The human ears that have real blood running through. That you may or may not have.
All right, John. Is there any way you can reach for my ghost trap?
Yeah.
To your left. It's to the left of you. Can you reach it?
I'd have to reach.
I know. Can you reach?
Yeah, I could. Okay.
Can you reach?
I'm doing it.
Okay. Just throw it underneath the seat, and then hit, and then put the foot thing underneath your foot, and I'll tell you when to hit it.
John, what is this?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just it's a
grill. We're making burgers right now.
We're making
hamburgers and hot dogs.
Yeah, we're gonna make some burgers.
My mom's making food, so I mean, I'm not too hungry, but
keep thinking about your happy dog.
Yeah, just keep thinking about your happy. John, hit it now!
Oh no!
Good night,
okay, I think
Timmy.
I think we got him. I think we got him, guys.
Hello.
All right.
Is that you, John?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. I was hoping something didn't nab at you.
Yeah.
That's all we need.
No. Sorry, I was joking that Timmy, like,
Yeah, geez, that was awful. I mean, that poor kid clearly got hit by a. I mean, got
hit
murdered.
By a rapist.
Yeah, no, he got murdered by a guy in a van,
like a rap artist
on his way home from school.
A rapper,
a rap artist did it.
Yeah. Mike, was it a rap artist? Mike's back here, everyone. He just appeared.
I'm back now.
Yeah. Oh, nice haircut, Mike. By the way, thank you. I know I haven't seen you in like
Mike,
a year.
Mike, where were you just now? Were you checking on your lady?
I was. I was making sure she was taken care of out there.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Sure. I mean, there's six other ghosts out there, so you know. Paid for the service.
You're getting paid here right now?
Yeah.
What kind of service are you?
I don't even get paid.
I'm part of the DSP, and that's my green prostitute out there. So I gotta make sure I'm getting paid.
What, you get paid to be with prostitutes? That's how the afterlife works?
Yes.
Someone murder me right now.
Yeah.
Someone shoot me right now.
Fuck yeah.
All right.
Okay, no, I wasn't serious. But anyway. Yeah, I think we're about wrapping her up here. Thanks for coming, guys. I mean, we had some weird things. Mike the Ghost.
Thank you.
Thanks for making an appearance, coming through the walls, you know, coming in here.
I'm still curious about the competitive orgy.
Yeah, we'll get around. We might touch upon that at some point. Whatever. But yeah, John, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Chuck. It's always a good time to have you here.
Thank you.
Hey, pizza later.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Rambling About Notable Topics. You can find all of our great episodes at ajazznetworks.com, which also has a ton of other great content, including crappy comics, AJazz Decrypted, Beautiful Topics, and of course, The Salinor Show. You can follow the official rant Twitter at Rambling Topics and myself at Kyle Cicilloni. You can also listen to us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio.
You can find this show and more at AJazz Networks. Originally different media for your personal taste.